Well, hello, and welcome back to Battle Planned, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. I'm Steve Hemphill, and Battle Plan is an ongoing discussion of how we put our faith into action. Our website is active-faith.org, and my email is stevehemphill1@me.com. Today, we're going to ask a difficult question. What do you need to cut off to live? Mark 9:43 NLT says, "If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It's better to enter eternal life with only one hand than to go into the unquenchable fires of hell with two." You ever heard of Aaron Ralston? Aaron Ralston is an American climber and mountaineer who cut off his own arm to escape after becoming trapped in a slot canyon in Utah in 2003. This is a true story. On April 26, 2003, Ralston was descending Blue John Canyon all alone when he accidentally dislodged an 800-pound boulder that pinned his right wrist to the canyon wall and left him dangling there. He hung there for 5 days. With little water left, no chance of rescue, Ralston used a dull pocket knife with his free hand to break his forearm and amputate his right arm below the elbow. He then made his way through the canyon, rappelled down a 65-foot drop, and hiked 7 miles to safety. If he hadn't cut off his own arm, he would have died. He lived to tell the story, and it was even made into a big screen movie. And I saw it, but it was so painful to watch and see what he went through in that experience. Later, he married and had children. If he had not cut off his own arm, he would have no descendants. What do you need to cut out of your life spiritually to make sure you get to live in heaven forever with God? Because you know what? Everybody has something they need to cut out. So in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to break that bad cycle or habit you have that's pulling you away from God, that thing that will keep you out of heaven. Is it anger? Is it porn? Is it drugs? Is it slander? Is it lies? Everybody has something they need to stop. You might pray like this: Lord, deliver me from whatever that is, that thing I do that's wrong. Give me strength and power to overcome it, Lord, so I can live with you someday in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me remind you to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.